patient name, Donald Alberts, A-L-B-E-R-T-S. Date of birth, 12/25/89. Date of service, 12/12/22. This is a 32-year-old male patient here. As part of a workman's comp claim, he was working at one of the local schools here when a 9th and 10th grader broke out into a scuffle, and he was shoved up against a wall. He did not fall, but his left shoulder was shoved against a wall. Now he states that he is having stiffness to that left shoulder. It's difficult for him to raise his arm over his head. Once again, it's the left side. This incident took place 3 days ago on Friday, December 9th of 2022. Period, new paragraph. No other issues brought forth. He doesn't have any problems with pinpointed chest pain. It appears to be localized to his shoulder and left upper back. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 116 over 81, pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 98.3, oxygenation 99%, current weight 250. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history. He's had a procedure to his hip. Social history, he does smoke one half pack cigarettes on a daily basis. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He has a normal gait today. He doesn't appear to be in any pain as I'm interviewing him in the exam room. Period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears within normal limits, neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lipidinopathy, heart positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation. Period, new paragraph, examination of the left upper back, it is symmetric with the right side. There doesn't appear to be any markings, any bruising, any ecchymosis. There is no edema as well. Period, new paragraph, I've gone through a range of motion exercises with him as well. He is able to raise his hand over his head. However, when it gets to the approximate shoulder or neck level, he begins to feel some discomfort. Period, new paragraph, this patient also verbalized to me that his symptom of the stiffness and pain was worse the following mornings and continues on a daily basis, in that when he goes to bed at night, it seemed to have improved, but when he wakes up the next morning, the pain and stiffness is at a slightly higher level. Period, new paragraph. Patient is not taking any medications for relief. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Muscle strain, left shoulder pain. Patient will be given Flexeril 10 milligrams twice a day for 7 days, a Medrol dose pack, and Motrin 800 three times a day, PRN, pain, period, new paragraph. This patient can return to work tomorrow with the limitation of nothing involving, no activities involving that left shoulder, and that will continue for the next 5 days this week. After that, he can return back to his normal responsibilities beginning 1 week from today on Monday. Period, new paragraph. I've explained this to him, and he will return to clinic as needed.